Hillary Clinton joined New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today at LaGuardia Community College in Queens as he signed a law making the state the first to offer both 4- and 2-year public college tuition free to families making less than $100,000. There's applause and questions. Jim Mullatruz was an architect of the plan. So, Jim, let's start. Some critics worry this will benefit higher-income New Yorkers because applicants have to apply for federal money, like Pell Grants, first, and higher-income applicants won't be eligible for that.
Well, here's the thing. In New York, we already have a very robust tuition assistance program, and nothing changes, especially for our low-income students. In fact, they are able to use what we call the tuition assistance program, the TAP program in New York State, plus other programs, not only to pay for tuition, but also to pay for other fees, books, and living expenses.
Well, that's another criticism of the Excelsior program, that it just pays for the tuition. It doesn't pay for books, fees, food, housing, and other incidentals. And there are kids who might get it and then still not be able to afford to go to school.
Here's the beautiful thing. All money is green. When you take a benefit of free tuition, that's about $25,000 a year for a 4-year student. That reduces a student's overall cost in New York State for college about a third. In some of these cases, some of the kids aren't even graduating or going to school just because there's a small gap in funding. It's just a few thousand dollars sometimes. By closing the gap, even with tuition, that lowers the overall cost of college. And by the way, the savings in the governor's plan for a 4-year student happens to be the same as what the average student loan debt coming out of college in New York State is. It's about $29,000 is the average student loan debt. You're giving a benefit of at least $25,000 for 4-year schools. So if you put that all together, that's real tangible savings for kids and families across the state.
Another requirement, you have to attend full-time and finish on time. And critics say just 34% of freshmen at public universities graduate within 4 years. They sometimes have to take off to work. But another requirement is that you must stay in the state. Or if you don't stay and become a part of the New York workforce, the full grant becomes a loan. You have to pay it back.
So let me get to the first part first. There's been studies. There was a recent one by the Teachers College at Columbia University that found that students who go to school full-time do better, and they end up actually graduating on time. Part of what this program is aiming to incentivize is graduating kids on time. The fact that only 9% of our students graduate community colleges on time, or only about 40% graduate 4-year schools on time, this is a way to say to those students, we'll give you that last mile, that last dollar, in order to close the gap, in order to graduate on time, because that saves the overall cost. And that is probably one of the most important provisions in the governor's program.
Let me get to some other criticism, because again, it's, you know, you're getting a lot of applause, but you've got an assemblyman, a Democrat, James Skoufis, who says it's more sizzle than substance. And he's pointing to the idea that this is only going to benefit 32,000 of the 1.3 million students in the State University of New York. This is the SUNY system. And that actually, in addition to the grant program, there's an across the board raise in tuition. So he says it's a little bit of a sleight of hand.
Well, it's not a sleight of hand. It works all together. It's a very progressive structure, which I think the assemblyman values himself a progressive. Even if you take his assumption that it is only 30,000 kids, well, that's 30,000 families that potentially couldn't go to college and get themselves a better chance at life. The state already is giving about $1 billion of tuition assistance out to families all across the state. So we're doing a lot. So hardly it's just sizzle. It's a lot of stake there, and it's something to be proud of. And it is a national model, because the fact of the matter is it's no longer a luxury to get a college degree. It's a necessity. If you want to make it in the workforce, if you want to make it in the job market, you have to get a college degree.
Governor Cuomo has been saying that it's comparable to high school now. The way high school was made free because you had to go to high school, he feels the same about the community colleges there. Let me just ask you one question, Jim. Is there some kind of a requirement before you can get this? Are you worried about people flocking to New York to get free college?
No, I mean, listen, there's at least 100,000 unfilled jobs in New York State. The reason is that you need more highly educated people to fill those jobs. We don't want to be importing our workforce from other states or other nations like we have to do now. We want to be educating our students here so they can stay here and work here. And that is something to be proud of and something to applaud. And you can always fix these little technical things if they arise. But we don't look at people in the most cynical way as some others do. We look at them in the positive light.
That's Jim Malatras, president of the Nelson Rockefeller Institute of Government, and until recently part of the government of New York, where he helped develop the new Excelsior Scholarship Program, free four-year college tuition, two-year as well, to people who qualify. Jim, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.